Awelam Kafeya, or Hidden Worlds, was one of the most popular shows in the Middle East this year.
أيوة يا مصطفى أنا كتبت المذكرات بنفس طريقة رواية عوالم خفية.
It's a drama which drew viewers in the evening during Ramadan. It's mass entertainment with soap opera-like plots, but the Mideast has its equivalent of indie filmmakers as well. NPR's Justin Richmond met them at the University of Southern California, where they've come to learn.
Hisham Faqih from Saudi Arabia became famous on YouTube 5 years ago for creating a caricature of a conservative Saudi man. His most popular video was a parody of Bob Marley's No Woman, No Cry called No Woman, No Dry. When you used to sit in the family car backseat. It was inspired by protests that eventually led to the government allowing women to drive just this year. Faqih jokes that his YouTube success put him at the top of his game in Saudi Arabia.
It became like, okay, well, now I'm an expert, so there are two things. I can't experiment, and I know everything.
Of course, he knows it's not true. So he's at USC in Los Angeles for something called the Middle Eastern TV Initiative. It's a State Department-sponsored program bringing together writers from the Emirates, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and Lebanon. They're learning how TV is produced in Hollywood. Today, a group of them are in a classroom workshopping a potential time travel sci-fi show called Repent. Saudi writer Maram Taiba's got some suggestions.
It could start with him on a chair, and there's a spotlight.
Yes.
And everything is dark.
But that's
And then the spotlight turns off, and you can, and he starts talking, and you can see some text being recorded in the back.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that.
A writer's room like this is common in Hollywood, but it's a new experience for Mohammed Adib of Egypt. He's the writer who created Repent.
I really hated the show, but you saw by the end I was like really focused on it because they found a way to fix it, I guess.
Network executives, show producers, and writers are all stopping by. Today it was the showrunner for the HBO show Insecure, Prentice Penny. First, he wants to know how it works in the Middle East.
So how do you get found?
Hisham Faqih tells Penny how he became a YouTube star, but that it's tough to be ambitious because not many people know how to make a quality production.
So if you're like driven and you're trying to do something that's like premium standard,
right?
Yeah, there's like maybe what 20 people in the whole region that like could do something like that.
But Prentice Penny says he can use those small numbers to his advantage.
When you're a big crew, it's like, oh man, to move from this location to that place, it's gonna take 3 hours. But if it's just like, if we're running and gunning, I can shoot more faster because I'm smaller.
That's production. When it comes to content, it's a little tougher. Here's a premise for Insecure, Penny suggests to the group.
Like, there's an episode last year where the Lawrence character finds himself in a threesome.
That's clearly not getting on TV in Saudi Arabia, where the country just opened its first movie theater after a three-decade ban. But these Middle Eastern indie writers and producers are hoping their projects get picked up by places other than state-run TV. Streaming services like Netflix, Amazon Prime, or the Middle Eastern IC Flix. Justin Richmond, NPR News.